Hey, welcome back to Pray Today. My name is Patrick Turley, and I am the youth pastor at Celebration Community Church in Hayes. And I'm so excited for our time together today. And I hope wherever you are, wherever you are listening from, that in our time together, you are encouraged as well. But before we dive in, I want to ask you a question. What is the first thing that comes to your mind when you think about or hear people talking about missionaries? For me, it's the word commitment. In the fall of 2013, I would have the opportunity to go to Indonesia for 1 month on a mission trip. And I knew very little about missions. I can remember growing up in church and missionaries coming to the church and they would share an update with us of what God was doing and the ministry that was going on and the different projects they were involved with. And they usually had a video or photos of the people that they had built a community with there. And it was so exciting and amazing to see that small glimpse of the work that they were doing. But can I be honest with you? When I agreed to go to this mission trip to Indonesia, I was a little bit scared. I was worried about the language barrier and not knowing very many people that were going on this trip, and I didn't know what to expect. But I am so thankful, so grateful that I not only had the opportunity to go, but that I went. Because in that 1 month of doing various projects, of getting to know some amazing people who loved God, to see these missionaries that had a passion for the people of Indonesia, and to share the gospel throughout every remote area of that country, it was just incredible. It truly left me with very little words to say. But on the last night of our time together in Indonesia, we were all sitting around and having a conversation of what we had seen God do in the lives of the people and in our own life during that month. And I remember it came time for me to talk, and the only thing I could do was ask a question, because I was so curious to find out how these missionaries, how these people stay committed day after day to pouring in to this country of Indonesia, to continue to stay committed day after day, even with the obstacles, even when people say no. Even when they face failures, how do they stay committed to the ministry, committed to their families, committed to the communities there? And without hesitation, they said, "We stay committed through our prayer time with God. That each day we find time to spend with Him." And it not only encourages us and reminds us that He is with us, but it refreshes and restores and fills us up for the day to go out into the country, wherever we have to go that day, to love other people just as God has loved us. And that made such an impact on my life, because where I was at in that season of life was, honestly, I was broken. I was lost. I was searching for answers. I knew God's word and I knew the worship songs and I had heard every Bible story, but I didn't have a personal relationship with Jesus at that time. And because of those missionaries and the ministry work they were doing, it made such an impact on my life. and it made me realize my own need for a personal relationship with Jesus. And that's why I'm so excited today for our time together to pray and lift up specifically in the area of ministry for missionaries. Because their commitment to God, their commitment to each other, their commitment to their families, their ministries, their communities, it's so authentic and genuine. And I'm so thankful for the work they do. And I'm so thankful even for the missionary families that are connected with our church and the work that they are doing and the love that they have for the people that they are serving day after day. So will you join me right now in praying specifically for our missionaries around the world and our missionaries that are part of our church? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. I thank you for our time together. And right now, Father, we lift up our missionaries around the world. We lift up our missionaries that are connected and a part of our church body. That as they continue to live out this commitment to you and to the ministry you've called them to and to their families and to their communities, Father, that you continue to provide for them day after day, that you protect them, that you lead them to more opportunities to show your love to others. Father, we pray for them and their families and their communities right now. That your love would come alive in the people searching for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, thank you for spending time together with me on today's Pray Today. We'll see you back tomorrow for another Pray Today.